And we'd like to welcome everyone on Spotify, welcome everybody on Podcast Apple, as well as Google Play. Good morning. I'm Pastor John Fowler from the Gasway campus of the Pulse Church, and we are excited to be here this morning. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're getting your morning off to a great start. I was telling my dad that I used to do a morning show on a radio station, and so this kind of reminds me of doing that. We used to do the birthday requests, and we used to give away birthday cakes and all kinds of things, but we're not doing that today. It would be nice, wouldn't it, to have a birthday cake every now and then. But I hope you're doing well. Hope Monday went well for you. A lot of people don't like Mondays, but I like it every day because I know that it's an every day closer to Jesus and getting to heaven. So I encourage you to share the broadcast this morning over on your pages, just like I do. And I also encourage you to go over and to share it on Messenger to your groups over there. And this will later on be on Spotify as well as the podcast from Apple and Google Play. So, and I hope this is a blessing to you today. We're going to get back into the study that we've been on for several weeks, at least a couple weeks. And I hope you're not getting bored with it, because I'm going to take it into a different direction this morning that I think that will continue to help you. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Your comments are always welcome. If you have something that you want to add to the program, I will tell you this. I don't know if any of you have got a chance to watch any of the Democratic National Convention that's been going on. That started yesterday. It's very different due to the coronavirus, and they have all of the speakers that are, you know, doing videos. But I will tell you this, I am a registered Republican, have been for many, many years. And but, you know, I will tell you this, there are some Democrats that I vote for. And some of you may throw something at me, but I've always voted for Joe Manchin because, you know, I know sometimes that he may rile people up and get people upset, and you may not like this as well, but he is pro-life. And so I will vote the pro-life ticket many times, but you know, it's just one of the things that I do. But now let me tell you something. I can't vote for Joe Biden because Joe Biden is for abortion. And when we have Christians that are voting for people to kill babies, that is just absolutely contradictive to me that people would do that. I want to encourage you to vote the platform. Vote, are they pro-life? Are they against homosexuality? These are the things that you have to think about. This is where we are in the world today, and this is why the world has got itself in the shape that it's in today, is because the church went to sleep on a lot of these things. Prayer out of schools. Well, that's because of the church not making enough noise. Homosexuality, where it is today. Well, you know, we have to understand that, you know, there's been, homosexuality's been around. I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah, it's always existed, but, you know, well, not always, but, you know, it's been there. People say, well, you know, things were created. Things have always been, and people will tell you that homosexuals and lesbians were born that way. I was born this way. And, well, that's contrary to the Word of God, because the Word of God doesn't teach that at all. Maybe one of these days we'll get into that. Since I've already made you mad starting right off the bat this morning, I just thought I'd maybe get that out there. But I encourage you to watch the Democrat platform. I mean, it's okay to watch it. I watch it. And but then, you know, I don't vote for very many Democrats, but I vote for mostly Republicans. But some of those are crooked, and you got to be careful about that too. So let's get into the study: how to become blessed so that you can be a blessing. This is part 5, and like I say, you can get this on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify and Google Play, and also on Facebook. So Father, we just love you today, and we praise you today for who you are. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will just lead us today and guide us today. and help us in this study, and we will always give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name. Let's say good morning to our daughter, Lindsay Prater. Hey, Lindsay, hope you have a great day today, and I love you and appreciate you so much. So what we're going to get into today, and let me just kind of recap from yesterday, how to become blessed so that you can be a blessing. We know that we have to diligently seek the Lord, which is Deuteronomy 28:2, that he says that if we would diligently seek him, then we would be blessed. He says, you will experience, in verse 2 of Deuteronomy 28:2, it says, you will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. And I read to you over in 1 Corinthians chapter 9:27, it says, but I keep under my body under subjection, because we have to keep our flesh under control, and our flesh will sin every opportunity that we give it. And so we don't want the flesh to sin. And let me tell you something, keeping the flesh under submission, you can do that. God can help you, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Then yesterday we got into, we have the blessed part down. Now it's time for us to be a blessing. But we have to remember that 1 Peter 5:8 says to be sober-minded and alert, because your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Now, I mentioned to you yesterday to not be that someone that Satan is trying to devour. If the devil is seeking someone to destroy, then we as Christians should start seeking someone that we could be a blessing to. So, and that may not be money. That may be changing a flat tire on the side of the road for somebody. That may be picking up a hitchhiker if you feel safe about it. But Jesus said, or in 2 Corinthians 9:8-11, and this is the NIV, it says this, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So think about yesterday. How did you do? How did you do yesterday? Did you abound? Did you flourish? I know Lindsay's has a new job, and I know that it's time-consuming and mind-boggling, but, you know, she is working through that process of learning, and we should never stop learning. We should always work. And, you know, people that, you know, go out and do something, you know, go out and make a difference, change the world. I encourage the people of the Pulse Church to change the world every day, change somebody's life every day. You know, I know people that sit in the house all day with the blinds drawn, and they don't go anywhere. And it's like they don't even see the sunshine. I mean, what kind of life is that? It's time to get out. Well, I have anxiety so bad I can't get out, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. Well, let me help you there. Let me give you a scripture. Let me give you a scripture on that right there. Well, I have social anxiety. You know, when I was growing up, you didn't hear about stuff like this. These things have evolved over the years, just like I had mentioned to our church one time that at our Christian school up in Gassaway, I went over and found a dictionary. I think it was from 1999. So I went in that dictionary and I started looking up words. And the word homosexual is not in there. And this is 1999. The word anxiety is not in there. Anxious is in there, but the word anxiety is not in there. There's so many of these words. I've heard kids say, oh, I just have such test anxiety. And I'm thinking, when I went to school and you would go to your teacher and say, oh, I just can't take the test today because I have such test anxiety. I mean, who in the world comes up with this stuff? But let me give you a scripture. And I hope this helps you today to get through being anxious. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, listen to this, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And then it goes into the next scripture that I just read to you already. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. He says also in verse 9, Who resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, but the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you. Basically, what he's saying is you have strength because of the blood of Calvary. You have strength to overcome anxiety. You have the strength. And so here's the question. Are you going to believe the word or not? It's that simple. Are you going to believe the word or not? Casting all your cares upon him. Casting all your cares upon him. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. See, Jesus cares about you. He cares about where you are right now. He cares about where you are with him right now. And so God can deliver you. Satan wants to destroy you, but God wants to set you free so that you can have life more abundantly. How many times have I read John 10:10 to you? Satan comes to destroy, to lie to you, to kill you. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And so those things are so important, those scriptures. So I want to encourage you, for whoever's watching today, for this. Now, let me give you something else that goes along with this. You know, for you to be a blessing, many times in our lives, we have to figure out why we're not being blessed. And that's what I've been working on with you. So let me give you this one. This is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Okay, so let's talk about this. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. See, you and me have power. We have power from on high. It's in, read Acts chapter 2, talks about when the Holy Ghost. See, Jesus said, I have to go to prepare a place for us, you know, for us. And then he said, but I'm sending the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that lives inside of us is more powerful than any demon or any devil, including the devil. The Holy Spirit is inside of us. So my question is this, why are you letting him rob you? John 10:10. Let me read it. Let me go over there. Why are you allowing Satan to rob you when Satan does not have the authority to even come into your home, but you will allow him to? John 10:10. The thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, this is in red, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. It goes back to what I just read to you over in Ephesians chapter 3, 20. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now let's talk about that. This is a great scripture. And I think a lot of people may go past this. Hey, Tanya and Jay Arn, hope you're having a great day. It's good to talk to you. If that's Jay, we need to get together and play some golf. We need to do that. And I think it's your turn to buy. No, I think it's my turn to buy. No, anyway, I don't mind buying. It'd be an honor to spend time with you. In Ephesians chapter 3:20, he says this, that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly. All right, so let's do this. Let's look up the word. Let me go here to Google. Exceedingly. It's running slow this morning. Okay. It's great. Extremely, exceedingly. It exceeds poor quality. That's what the definition of exceeding. So understand something. Not only do you get good quality, But not only that, you also get abundantly. See, he doesn't say in the scripture, now unto him that is able to do abundantly more, he says exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, above all. So not only is he going to reach our expectations, or you can reach your expectations here, not only that, but he is talking about exceedingly abundantly, more than you could ask. And here's the key. This is so good. And I don't know if you caught this or not as you were reading Ephesians chapter 3:20, but it says this, that we, above all that we ask or think. Isn't that amazing? God knows your thought process. God knows what you're thinking. Don't think that he is embarrassed about your thought process. Because let me tell you something, you may think something that's absolutely horrible. He knows it. He knows it. He knows what you're thinking. But you have to understand something, is that he is a loving God and he cares about us. Now, God does not tolerate sin. And in the world today that we live in, it just seems like that the world is saying, oh, he's such a loving God, and he's just going to tolerate me, and he's going to, you know. Let me tell you something. Jesus is coming back. We were talking about hell this morning before we got here, my dad and I, and one of the questions that we were talking about is, you know, hell is a real place. You know, heaven is a real place. Heaven is expanding, as well as hell is expanding. The goal as a Christian is to take 10:10, John 10:10, and reverse that from what the enemy is lying, killing, and destroying, and allowing God to have his true reign in people's lives, to where he can give you life and give it to you more abundantly. I mean, that's what the word says. He's come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, let me ask you something, and I sound like a broken record with this. Are you living the abundant life? Are you living that abundant life? Well, one of the things that you have to do to become so that you can live that abundant life is how to become blessed so that you can be a blessing. Well, you want to live the abundant life? Get in the Word of God. Deuteronomy 28, verse 2, so that you can experience the blessings if you obey the Lord your God. You have to obey the Lord in what he's telling you to do. And I want to encourage you to do that, because he wants us to live the abundant life. Are we going to have things that are going to try to shake us up? Absolutely. Let me tell you something. To be honest with you, I'm 52 years old, and you can ask people that are in their 70s and 80s, they'll tell you that they've never seen this world like this before. But this is only the beginning. This is only beginning. You think that the coronavirus is the only, if we can just get the coronavirus gone, then everything else will be fine. Look, this thing is winding down. The earth, I mean, Jesus is coming soon. This thing is winding down. So the key is to live the abundant life. The key is not to be in bondage to the federal government. Because the federal government, you have to understand something. They are testing things right now. They are pushing the church, trying to figure out what they can do and what they can't do. And let me explain to you why. You know, the governor said that the church was essential, but at that particular time back in March and April, I'd rather you not meet right now, because so that we can get a baseline of the coronavirus and be able to start seeing it go down. Well, then they opened us back up. But I want you to know something, I believe this with all my heart, that this thing is not over. They are going to try, the federal government, the state authority, whoever it is, they are going to go against the church again, and they are going to try to shut the church down over this coronavirus. We were talking to some people down in North Carolina the other day, and a person had already went to college for the semester. Well, they've already sent them back home because of the coronavirus. They said it's just running rapid, and it's just running rapid. We speak the coronavirus back to hell where it belongs, in Jesus' name, through the power of the Holy Spirit. But let me explain to you that they're going to work on the church. You see the Democratic platform of what they're trying to do. And they are bashing Trump, and they are bashing Trump in a horrible way right now. And I think Trump is doing a great job. I mean, he's doing everything that he said that he was going to do in his campaign promises of 2016. But they are going to slam him, and I sit there and listen to about all of it that I could take. I like to never went to sleep because of listening to some of those speakers. And here is what is amazing. Here's what's amazing about some of these speakers. These speakers were on the same platform they were all up there together, and Joe Biden was there. They're slamming Joe Biden from the stage when the debates were going on. But isn't it amazing that they all have turned and they all have got to the place where Joe Biden is the man. Joe Biden is the person. But yet they'll slam him on the stage, but yet they're saying that he is the right thing. Joe Biden can't even finish a sentence. And so I am concerned that if he would get in, which I'm praying that he doesn't, but have mercy. And you say, well, preacher, you're not allowed to talk about stuff like that. I absolutely can talk about stuff like that. That is why the church is in the shape that it's in, because we have pastors and we have lay leaders that will not stand up and talk about what's going on in the world because they're afraid of their paycheck. They're afraid of their paycheck. Their pastors are afraid that they're going to lose their pay if they ruffle feathers, or they're going to get in trouble with the federal government. That is what's got us in the situation that we're in today. And I will tell you this, I'm not backing down. I'm not backing down from what I believe. And I know that's true. So here's the question. Are you going to trust God's word or not? Are you going to trust God's word that says that 2 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you? Or are you just going to hold on to it yourself because God's not powerful enough to take care of my anxiety? Well, he didn't create anxiety. Anxiety is from the pits of hell. He didn't create it, but it seems like that it's running rapid in the world today. But God wants you to be free. Are you going to stand on his word or not? Do you want to be blessed? Because God is faithful. God wants to help you. And I want to go back and reemphasize what Ephesians chapter 3:20 says. Hold on a minute. When my phone rings, it takes me off of Facebook. So, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or we think, to the power that worketh in us. That is the power that we have through Jesus Christ. Now, as we leave you today, I am trusting to be completely debt-free. I am trusting absolutely that God is working to get us debt-free, because he does not want us to be in bondage. God does not want us to be in bondage. And so if we want to believe what the world says, and so, you know, that we have to, if we're ever going to have anything, you've got to get a loan for it. No, I'm not there anymore. I'm not there anymore. And I was a lender for many, many years. I spent 19 years in banking. And let me tell you something. I believe God is going to get us debt-free, and I'm thanking him for it. I'm praying for the money to pay off our house, to pay off our church, to pay off our school, and to be completely debt-free. So he is able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than I ever ask or that I think. So I want to encourage you as we go today that you'll start believing, because we cannot please God if we don't have faith. The Bible tells us that. We have to be able to get to a place to please God. I want to thank everyone for watching today and being a part of the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. And I want to encourage you, Pastor Jay Mace from the Winfield campus will be with me in the morning. And so we encourage you to be a part of that as well. Like I said before, go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe to the Pulse WV Live. The Pulse WV Live, and also the Pulse Winfield and the Pulse Gasaway. If you could subscribe to those, go over to Apple Podcast and subscribe to that particular podcast. Google Play, if you have the Android, be sure to subscribe to that as well as Spotify. If you'd like to give to this ministry, there's three different ways that you can do that. You can either mail a check to P.O. Box 141 Gasaway, West Virginia, or you can text your love gift, or you can go to our website through a secure site of PayPal. Just helps keep this show up and running if you feel like that God wants you to give. Here's what you do. If you want to be blessed, start being obedient to the Lord, and He will bless you. I pray blessings over you today. I pray safety on the highway for you today. I pray that God speaks to you today about things in your life, and He will help you. Thank you again for watching the Pulse WV Live on Tuesday, August the 18th. It's crazy. This month is just flying by, and I pray you have a great day. Join us for prayer tonight at 8 o'clock. All the information is on our Facebook page, and it's open for everyone. We pray at 8 o'clock every night. Send us your prayer request if you can't make it, and we'll be glad to pray for you. Have a great day. We love you all.
Oh, shoot, I gotta turn this off.